Okay, so we're talking with Jake Peterson, one of several Marquette Redmen to get All-State, and a lot of hard work for you, JP. Congratulations, man.
Thank you, Jack.
Well, tell me, how did things get for you all season and improve to the point where you're an All-Stater? Because it's not easy, I know. So how do you feel your game got better throughout the year?
I mean, I just kind of played my game and all the things came with it. Like, we had great coaching this year, and every game we just learned from our mistakes and kept getting better, and it just happened. The points were coming in, and I don't know. That's just how it went, and it feels great.
You know, it wasn't always goals, though. You were running the point on the power play, which obviously that's setting other guys up. So you had more assists than goals. You like that?
I mean, it doesn't really matter to me. I mean, I just play my game, and I guess that comes with it. I don't really look to get points, but being on the top on the power play, they're going to come with it. So,
yeah,
it's all good.
Yeah. So, what do you think now about the entire scenario where you guys went downstate and could not play your championship round with Brother Rice in a semifinal game? Describe for all of our listeners how all that went down.
Well, it was Wednesday morning, and everything else was canceled. We knew the NBA was suspended and all that, but we thought we were still going to get a chance to play our game because it wasn't going to be, like, crazy packed. Everyone is worried about it. And then Doug got a message from our athletic director saying they're going to limit the fans to 75 people for each team. And so Doug was going around Wednesday getting his list to 75, and then it was about 3:30, and we were about to go to dinner, and Doug, like, called us all over in the hotel and just told us it's been suspended. And that was honestly all he knew. Like, he knew no more than us from there. It was just a message from our athletic director again, and that's how it kind of all went down. It just suspended, and we didn't get any more information than that, and we just kind of hung out the rest of the day and didn't do too much. So, it's unfortunate.
How did the guys take it, Jake? How did you and the guys take the news?
I mean, at first we all took it like there's a chance, but as the day went on, we saw everything getting suspended, and then it was kind of like we got back to the hotel and we did our little All-State awards. Doug gave them to all of us, and I don't know, it was really hard. It was heartbreaking for like all seven seniors, and I mean the whole team, but especially for the seniors, because knowing that we don't get to come back and get another chance at this next year, it was hard for all of us, especially the seniors, I would say.
Yeah, and so are you still holding out hope that they might, because I know you guys got together as a team today.
Yeah, I mean, we're really hoping for it. We don't know anything about it. We don't know if this is going to get worse, if it's going to get better in the next couple of weeks, so we're just kind of playing it by ear, and hopefully they can put it back on in a month or something. So,
yeah,
there's a little bit of hope.
Right. So, I guess I'll close the interview, Jake. Ask you to talk about your hockey career at Marquette and how you got to the point. You think personally, I know you don't talk about yourself much, but got to the point where you got to be a first team All-Stater.
I mean, my hockey career at Marquette, I didn't play my sophomore year, and I regret that, but the last 2 years have been the best 2 years of my life. It's just going to the rink day in and day out with all my buddies, and that's not something I'll never forget. And just working hard every day, and it came with it. So, like, all my coaches, we had great coaching here. Everything was just really good, and it sucks to say it's over, but happy I got All-State and happy I got to play for the Marquette Redmen. So, yeah.
All right, I'll let you give your shout-outs. Anyone you think maybe listening to this interview, Jake, people you want to say hi to and thank?
I'd like to give a shout-out to all my family and friends who supported me over the last 2 years, all four coaches I had this year, and just all my buddies that came to the rink and worked hard with me every day.
All right, Jake Peterson, defenseman slash forward for the Marquette Redmen. Congratulations on your award and also on your team's great season.
Thank you, Jack. Appreciate it.